And good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF. Kyle High with you this morning. We hope you are having a fantastic day. Currently 21 degrees outside, expecting a high of 45. So once we, with that sun out and that temperature, it should start melting things very, very quickly. And joining us from Sun Group, we have with us this morning, we have Keith Beaumont. And Keith, good morning. How are you doing today?
Good. Cold this morning.
Yeah, just a tad. So, but again, it's good to see you here today. We love having you in every Friday, and we always talk about different things having to do with auctioneering and properties. And speaking of properties, what are we looking at right now for this week's property of the week?
Okay. Well, I've been talking about that 4,300-acre cattle ranch we have near Longton. So I'm still going to mention that over there in Elk County. It's a pretty accessible piece of property. County roads go all the way around the property, so it's easy to maintain and get in there to your pastures. It's got approximately 14 different pastures, ranging from anywhere from 115 acres to 480 acres, so it makes a pretty easy to do some rotational grazing on it. So good grass on that one, good piece. If you're looking for a large cattle ranch, you know, get a hold of me on that. I can give you some more information if you'd like it. So, let's see, another one. We have an auction coming up. This is in Butler County, up by El Dorado. It's a 110-acre farm on Harrison Creek, just 4 miles east of the El Dorado Lake. This has a pretty good mixture of both bottom crop ground, 50 plus acres, also native blue stem pasture. There's 30 plus acres and roughly about 30 plus acres of hard timber. So anyways, again, if you want some more information on that, just let me know. Also, we've got some personal property auctions that we're working on. We'll have one, looks like this one's going to be in El Dorado to get us started. They're going to have lots of ammunition. There'll be guns there. If you're into that stuff, there'll be lots of that, actually. So if you're a big gun guy, that'd be the one to be at. Also have a small little Ford tractor that'll be in the sale. There's a bunch of little implements, three-point implements that would go on that, or another small tractor. A couple nice zipper lawnmowers, the big commercial ones, you know, and just a whole other array of things that'll be in that auction. So that one's going to be March the 26th, and we're still working on getting everything put together on it. But once we do, we'll get it put up on our website and get the word out there on it. So,
all right. So again, some auctions coming up, and in fact, we're going to be talking about obviously auctions today, and has to do with all kinds of different ones. So we'll go ahead and start just asking the question: what properties are suitable for auction?
Okay, well, most properties are sellable by auction. All types of real estate, including residential, commercial, farm ranch properties, even vacant lots, are sold at auction. Not all properties, however, is suited for auction. If a property will only appeal to a narrow market of buyers, auction may not be the most effective way of selling the property. But we will help you make that decision. When we're looking at your property, we'll know, you know, if it's right for auction or not. Sometimes it's better just to list it. So, and here's the way I was taught in auction school, was the two-thirds rule. That involves knowing the market and the property and the seller's situation. So generally, if two of the three parts, and I'm talking again about the market, seller, and the property, lean towards auction, then usually the auction would be offered to the seller as an option. So that's the two-thirds rule. So,
all right. So again, that two-thirds rule has to do with the market, seller, and the property. If they lean toward auction, probably should be auction. So what is a good auction situation for a seller?
Well, some of those things might be someone that needs cash fast, needs immediate cash, because auctions, of course, are fast. Maybe the seller is moving out of state, needs things gone quick, and doesn't plan on coming back or having any ties or worries back to where back down here from where they're leaving.
Yeah, they're just kind of basically starting a new life somewhere else.
So. Yeah, maybe they don't want to have anything to do with this when they leave, and so that would be maybe a good time. Just wants to liquidate the estate. Maybe that's the other thing, and maybe that's with personal property too, just the whole thing. So maybe is retiring. That might be another time, another situation. Maybe a seller that's maybe auction minded. Some people just love auctions and would prefer to sell that way versus, you know, listing it on a traditional market and doing it that way. So maybe there's a listing that's about to expire, someone wants to sell it, put it, you know, an auction before that expires. Maybe has already purchased another house. So maybe you've purchased another house and you're wanting to get rid of this one pretty quick. And so instead of letting it set on the market, auction would be a good option for that as well. So, you know, another thing, maybe the seller knows that the auction will bring a fair market price. We talked a little bit about that last week. You know, with fair market prices, and auctions are a great way to find out what those are. Maybe someone's having some financial problems and they need to get rid of it quick. So auction, again, is a good way. High cost carries that might be on the property. Maybe you're paying for a house that's just sitting there that's got a lot of maintenance. Obviously, you're going to be paying taxes, utilities, those kinds of things. So that might be another reason why someone would want to do that. You know, unique properties are difficult to appraise, so auctions are a good option for that. You'll find out that true market value that we've talked about. A good auction property is one that is unique, where there is enough buyer market interest to encourage competition bidding. So, and the same kind of reasonings that I'm talking about in real estate are the same things and reasonings and situations that apply in the personal property auctions as well. So a lot of that, you know, reasoning kind of goes hand in hand. So,
all right, they both kind of covers both of those. So it's a good thing. So auctions are often thought of as quote unquote fire sales for properties in distress. Is this actually true?
Well, not necessarily. You know, the majority of auctions today don't result from foreclosure or even financial situations, but rather are the result of a seller choosing a cost-effective, accelerated method of selling a property. For example, in today's market, more farmers and ranchers prefer auction rather than waiting for months to sell their property. Auction is truly a win-win situation. Sellers obtain immediate cash and buyers purchase properties at fair market value. So the price is determined by open competitive bidding. So again, some properties are more ideal for auction and others than others. And of course, not every piece of property is the same, but auction is just might be the right fit for your property. And that'd be something that we'd look at, you know, when we came out there, if that was something you was considering. So anyways, like I said, no property is the same. So
yeah, everyone's different. Every time I hear fire sale, it makes me think about when one of my sports teams decides, oh, we're going to get rid of everybody and start over. It's like, that's a fire sale. that would be the Pittsburgh Pirates. So every year it's a fire sale with those guys. All right. So every year makes me cry too. So what does it take to make a real estate auction successful?
Well, first of all, the seller must have realistic expectations. And when I say that, I'm meaning a fair sales price. And this is the most important one. Someone shouldn't expect to get two or three times more above market value for their property. And I'm not saying that can't happen because it certainly can. It is an auction, after all. But being realistic to what the market value is important. And we know where the market values are because that's our job. And we not only watch the market, but we also sell in that same market too. And we have our appraisers in our office and stuff, and that's all they do too. So we have a good idea, you know, of what things should sell for. And we'll educate whoever, you know, property, whoever it is we're looking at, you know, we'll educate them on that. And, you know, let them know kind of what things are going for in the area and kind of what they should expect. So we have all a realistic goal, you know, when it comes to selling that property. So obviously the buyers, another really important thing. I mean, buyers have to have a desirability for the property. Obviously, if there's enough people that are desiring that property, then it'll make it a lot easier to sell at auction. So, and some of the things which include locations, condition, plus the value of other surrounding properties. That's where I was saying about true market value stuff, you know, making sure that you're fairly priced on it. And all of these things will play a factor in the bidding process, of course. So, because everyone's taking in consideration what something else sold that was like it, maybe down the road or across the street or whatever, you know, and that's how people will kind of judge what they'll pay for that piece of property. So, but again, you know, it's always anything can happen. So, but another thing that would help someone is using a recognized real estate auction company or realtor auctioneer to ensure that the auction is conducted in a professional manner and follow through the entire process all the way to closing. So that's another big deal. You know, you want someone that's recognized because people watch their sites and they'll do a good professional job. They're known to do that. So that's another helpful thing. Making sure that important information is provided to prospective buyers ahead of time. So making sure all the information is about that property is out there and making that real available and yourself for other questions. That's important. Preparing the property for sale. So it's a planned success. There's a lot of things that come in to that that you need to do to get that property ready. Obviously, aggressive marketing, advertising targeted at prospective buyers is crucial to an auction success. I mean, if you don't get the word out there and if you don't advertise it right, you know, it's not going to be successful. So that's very important. And we know that. That's something that we're real good at, is getting the word out on auctions. Getting the property ready so when presented to the buyers, it's in its best condition. That also means that getting the title work, cleaning it up, just other things, et cetera, it goes on and on in there. But just getting that property right for auction and ready. There are a couple options, too, when it comes to auctions that are available. So choosing the right type of auction is also important. But we'll discuss that, you know, different options whenever we meet and talk about putting your property up for auction. So, I think the takeaway from all this is it's always whatever best suits the seller's needs. I mean, really. We give them our professional opinion along with informative information and let them choose how they want to proceed and how they want us to represent them. So, our biggest thing is to educate them and show them what we're seeing in the market, and whether that be in our cost analysis or whatever it is, but to give them the information to make the right decisions. And you know, we're working for them, we're representing them, and it's always up to the seller, and it's all about their needs at the end of it, not ours. So,
all right. So basically, giving them the best possible option, auction wise, for them to help them out, maximum possibility.
Yeah. Exactly. Yes. Exactly. Yep. And there's several different things to think about when it comes to doing these, and different options. Like I was saying, a couple different ways, you know, to do an auction. Anyways, you know, we'd go over all that and cover all them things, you know, once we see the property. And get a better idea of what we're working with, and to find out what the goals are of the seller. So,
all right. So again, talk about auctioneering. We're getting near the end of our segment here. So, kind of just kind of close out. I know you've been talking about auctioneering a lot, but I mean, that's what you guys do.
Yep, that's right. And I've been talking about it a lot here lately. Both personal property and real estate auctions. But, you know, auctions are usually the one thing that people have the most questions on. You know, they understand traditional listings and stuff like that a little bit more. But I get a lot of questions on personal property auctions and real estate auctions. So, and we definitely specialize in auctions. But we also specialize in residential farm and ranch sales as in just a traditional listing. So if that's your way that you choose to go, or maybe that's just the best way to sell that property is to just put it up on the market and do it that way. Because like I said earlier, not all properties are the same. So everyone's different situation. So, but auctions can be a great tool to all types of these properties. So if you have any questions on anything that I've covered, or if you're thinking about listing your property or having an auction, just give me a call. My phone number is 316-680-5131. We're located in Fredonia. Our office is 431 North 6th Street. So that's just right downtown, down by the courthouse and where all the other little businesses are down on the square. So feel free to stop by too sometime. So.
All right. Well, Keith, I appreciate you coming in. And we always look forward to seeing you every Friday, and we will talk to you again next week.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Kyle.
All right. Thanks a lot. We're going to go ahead and take a break, and when we come back, we're going to restart open line. So keep it locked here on the Mighty 690 KGGF here on this Friday morning.